This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, here's what you have to believe to be a Democrat right now. You have to believe that the Democrat deep state came at Donald Trump with over 700 prison years worth of fake criminal charges last year. 40 alone, just in the classified documents case. Folks, do you realize the worst of those he was facing 20 years? Another seven of those, he was facing a total of 75 years. And they invented entirely new, never before used legal theories that had never been tried in U.S. history in order to be able to prosecute him. But we're supposed to believe, and you have to believe, if you're on board with this Epstein stuff, that the Biden and Obama FBIs covered up Donald Trump's real crimes with Epstein against children. And you can tell the mainstream media doesn't have anything on this. They're so desperate, they're recycling stuff from Epstein and Epstein and Trump from their own archives and pretending it's breaking news. Anything to save the Democrats in the Democrat deep state, because they all know how much trouble they're in right now. And folks, this is what scares me, okay? Because the deep state this week has its back more up against a wall than it ever has. It's a wounded animal. It's scared. And it'll do anything to get Trump off its back. For now, the mainstream media is completely blacking out the worst of what Tulsi Gabbard has declassified, like the fact that James Comey and the FBI uncovered dozens and dozens and dozens of felonies on Hillary Clinton when they were trying to clear in the classified documents case, namely the 8 thumb drives full of classified data that she was only ever supposed to read in a skiff. She doesn't get to download it and take it home. Every instance of doing that is a felony. So what did they do? Well, to cover up her crimes, they just classified them, then lied to the American people, claiming they hadn't found any evidence of crimes when they knew damn well they had. Now we learn they did all of this for a woman who was psycho, because Russia had gotten, this is according to the declassified documents that Tulsi released, Russia had gotten a hold of internal DNC, Democrat National Committee documents, showing that, quote, President Obama and party leaders found the state of Secretary Clinton's health to be extraordinarily alarming. Quote, she had, quote, intensified psycho-emotional problems, including uncontrolled fits of anger, aggression, and cheerfulness, and that she was placed on a daily regimen of heavy tranquilizers. And folks, they had this, right? But they didn't release it. And why is that? Obviously, they wanted her to be president. And get this, as of right now, Tulsi says she's got thousands more pages of documents. Folks, the deep state's back is up against the wall, and this is what scares the hell out of me. Folks, they got their first big break. But folks, and I got to tell you, this is the biggest gaffe I have ever seen in politics. And I hate to have to break that to you, but it was. When Donald Trump refused to release the Epstein documents and then trashed his own followers saying he didn't want their support if they wanted him to look into Epstein. Here's the thing. I don't think he's guilty at all, but he looks like it. And they're leaning into this hard. Now, somehow, the Republicans have come up with this idiotic idea that to settle this, we need to bring in Ghislaine Maxwell to testify before Congress. Are you literally stupid? The general consensus is that, you know, she'll just clear things up. Yeah, sure, right. Uh-huh. She's an international child sex trafficker. You think you can trust her? Was she going to sit there and just out of the kindness of her heart clear Trump? Are you kidding me? If you look at everyone she was hanging out with before she did this, it was Hunter Biden's crowd. She was running with a lot of the people from Metabiota. She was running with people associated with Echo Health Alliance. In fact, there's so many connections between her and the people responsible for the release of COVID. It's literally terrifying. I'll put the links in the sources section of this. You could deep dive into it if you want to. This woman is a globalist. She is not on our side. She is not going to dive in and save Trump by merely telling the truth. And you can already see what's going on here. Maxwell had one final appeal left on her 20-year sentence to the Supreme Court, and it's a moonshot. She ain't getting it, or at least she wasn't until this week. Check out this article in the New York Post. Headline, Ghislaine Maxwell preparing, quote, new evidence, unquote, ahead of highly anticipated meeting with the feds, her brother explains. Oh, yeah, all of a sudden she's got new evidence to trade. And what might that be? Hey, I won't hang your man Trump out to dry by saying he slept with a bunch of 14-year-olds, lying about him sleeping with a bunch of 14-year-olds. If you can find a way to get me out of prison, this is where we are, folks. And I, you know what? I'm really annoyed by this because to her credit, Pam Bondi has mega screwed up here by claiming she had the list on the corner of her desk. She got everybody excited. Nobody would be talking about this if she and Trump's personal attorney, Elena Haba, hadn't, you know, said that they had this stuff and then, you know, turned tail on it. But here's the thing. Bondi tried to fall on her sword for Trump. She did. After this became a controversy, he said, well, you know what? I'll let her release whatever she wants. And she turned right around and said, I'm not releasing anything. All he had to do was keep his mouth shut. That's all he had to do. And she would have been vilified, probably had to resign, but it would have gotten him off, you know, gotten this off the table. Instead, he opens his mouth at the press conference and insists that everyone be loyal and back him through the protection of the Epstein Johns. It's an impossible situation to ask your followers for when they elected you because they hate the deep state. I will never understand what he was thinking, but here we are now with this headline, Epstein lawyer. This is Alan Dershowitz. Maxwell will try to make a deal with Trump. So here's my fear, folks. If I'm deep state right now, I'm trying to get to this woman and I'm letting her know, look, he didn't kill himself, and you can just not kill yourself, too. Come out and say that Trump did something terrible. So where we are right now is Republicans are running scared. They're subpoenaing this woman as if she's going to tell us something that's real. And she now holds Trump's future in her hands. Here's what else I'd do right now if I was deep state. I'd go find one of these Epstein victims or someone I could put into that orbit who's compromised. Or who just wanted to seek fame, and I would flip them. I would get them to claim Trump slept with them when they were 14, 15, 16 years old at the behest of Maxwell and Epstein. The deep state is absolutely talented at flipping people like this. If Trump took a double Ghislaine Maxwell victim punch right now, even though it was a pack of lies, I don't think there'd be much left of his presidency. I mean, he'd continue on, but he wouldn't have the chops to get anything done. Which is why it's exactly what I would do if I was a deep state criminal. Now, Trump's objection, if you listen closely to him, seems to be, this is what he says. And look, folks, Trump says a lot of things that sound crazy. I mean, plum crazy. Like Obama spied on me and got the deep state to do it too. And then they end up being true, okay? So this sounds crazy, but don't count him out. Trump says Obama made up a lot of the stuff in the Epstein files. It'd be kind of brilliant, actually. Go ahead and spike it with a bunch of fake stuff about Trump so he can't release it.
She's given us just a very quick briefing. And in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen, and I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey. They were made up by Obama. They were made up by the Biden information. You know, we went through years of that with the Russia hoax, with all of the different things that we had to go through. We've gone through years of it. But she's handled it very well, and it's going to be up to her. Whatever she thinks is credible, she should release. Yeah.
If that's true, it certainly explains why Trump doesn't want to release them. But the mistake still stands. He should have let Bondi take it on the chin and be done. There's just too much at stake here. And folks, when I talk about this, I get texts, stop talking about this. I support Trump. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, folks. Again, Mark Mitchell of Rasmussen polled it this week. 68% of Americans want justice against the pedophile Johns. So yes, hardcore Trump supporters may not care, but there's not enough of us to give us the momentum he needs. He's got to keep that rating of his over 50% to get any of this stuff done, including putting members of the deep state in prison, or at least bankrupting them with show trials that would force Americans to actually take a look at what they did, which leaves Trump with a bunch of problems. If he manages to cut a deal with Ghislaine Maxwell, he's got to get a judge to approve it. But if he manages to do that, she comes out and she doesn't name him, it'll look like he bought her off. And the rumors will swirl. They'll continue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If he doesn't, she may lie. She might lie anyway. And the media is already building up to that obviously planned grand crescendo. Folks, when three of the top 10 articles today in the country that people are sharing is Epstein and Trump, this ain't going away. And here's what they're doing right now to drive this, okay? The Wall Street Journal just published this. Justice Department told Trump in May that his name is among many in Epstein files. This is a total crock. The entire premise is a lie. Here's why. As Reuters reported, when Pam Bondi gave out those Epstein documents, you remember when she handed binders to all the MAGA influencers and said the Epstein documents were inside, which was itself a bizarre episode. I do not understand what she was doing. And inside those binders, it was just a bunch of warmed over stuff that had already been published. Yeah, well, inside those binders, as Reuters admits, was an admission that Trump's name is in the Epstein documents. In other words, the big bombshell of the last 24 hours in the Wall Street Journal is a joke. If you want to know who it was who published that Trump was in those documents, it was Bondi back in February. And we're supposed to believe she gently broke it to him in May? That's just dumb. But it shows you what's going on here. Reuters continues. Trump, who was friendly with Epstein in the 1990s and early 2000s, appears multiple times on flight logs for Epstein's private plane in the 1990s. Trump and several members of his family also appear in an Epstein contact book alongside hundreds of others. How do we know that? Well, we know it because it was part of the testimony in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. In other words, this information is years old. Here's Reuters again. Quote, much of that material has been publicly released in the criminal case against Epstein's former associate, Ghislaine Maxwell, who was sentenced to 20 years in prison after her conviction for child sex trafficking and other crimes. So, folks, this idea that Trump's just learning he's in the Epstein files and he's hiding it, that's just stupid. This stuff has been published, but you know what they're counting on? Low information people don't know. It looks, again, like they're building to a crescendo to me where they find a fake victim. What would I do at this point in order to survive this? Look, Congress, the Republicans, they just voted to subpoena all of the Epstein information. Even if it's spiked with stuff from Obama and Comey that are lies, he's going to have to let it out. I'd go ahead and put it out before I was forced to by Congress because it's coming out either way. And then I'd get the GOP to cancel the Ghislaine Maxwell testimony, saying, well, you know, we don't need it. We've already got all the documents coming out. And folks, just hope what's in them, whatever's been spiked through them, isn't that bad. Again, why do I assume it's fake? Two reasons. Number one, Trump would have never cleared Bondi and Alina Habba to go out and sell the fact that they were releasing the Epstein documents if he was seriously concerned that he had committed any crimes. Then they need to do a better job spinning that these aren't bombshells. In fact, that word bombshell was used in a lot of the mainstream media's coverage yesterday of this Wall Street Journal piece. But I mean, folks, again, Reuters, during her trial, Ghislaine Maxwell's Epstein's longtime pilot testified that Trump flew on Epstein's plane multiple times. In other words, this news bombshell is incredibly old. And here's what everybody's missing, because everybody's viewing this through the lens of, hey, we know Epstein's a pedophile. Trump was palling around with a pedophile. But that's not, as Miranda Devine of the New York Post explains, what the timeline shows. She writes, the saga shows Trump in a good light because years before Epstein's 2008 arrest and sweetheart plea deal, Trump banned him from Mar-a-Lago for being a creep. Yeah, he'd actually, sexually assaulted the young daughter of some members of Mar-a-Lago. But here's the thing. Look at it this way. Suppose Trump actually wrote that letter to Epstein on his birthday. That was 2003. 5 years before Epstein was convicted of prostituting a child. When did he kick him out of Mar-a-Lago and split ways with him? 2004. When did the police first start investigating Epstein as potentially a pedophile? 2005. In other words, Trump realized what the deal was, split ways with him long before any of this ever became public. But here again is the problem. Mark Mitchell of Rasmussen Polling finds that just 31% of Americans think Epstein killed himself. Just 21% believe the Trump FBI and DOJ are telling the truth. And massive majorities of Democrats, Republicans, and unaffiliated voters, roughly two-thirds of every category, reject the idea that the Epstein case is closed and instead believe there are dozens of powerful and wealthy offenders who need to face justice. When you got elected to battle the deep state, and now you're the guy protecting it because that's how it looks here, it's not going away.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.